All right, so here it is. I'm just going to put it out there for you. Look, you can blame whoever you want. You can sit there and point fingers all you want, but sometimes you lose. All right? Is there rigging that goes on and ballot harvesting that goes on? Absolutely. But you can't look at the state of Georgia, for example, and say, oh, it was fraud. No, the governor won by 9 points. The Republicans picked up seats in the House and Senate across Georgia. It was a red wave all across Georgia. Herschel Walker is the only one that didn't perform particularly well. Now, we're going to hope that the Republicans in Georgia, all of them, are smart enough to realize what is on the line when people go to vote on December the 6th. Smart enough to know that voting for Herschel Walker is the only choice that you have. Doing anything other or staying home is not an option. Georgia proved quite clearly that there is a red wave. Florida had a red wave. Ohio had a red wave. North Carolina and Texas, red waves there too. So instead of sitting there and complaining about how things didn't work out and pointing fingers and blaming people, how about this? Figure out how to win. The Democrats gamed all the systems in Florida. They had it all gamed out. What did the Republicans do? Beat them at their own game. Figured it out. So maybe this is the new standard. I've been a guy who says vote in person on election day. Maybe not. Maybe I was wrong. Maybe it's time to get out there and get people to the polls early. You see, next time around in Michigan, there's going to be 9 mandatory days of early voting. I'm going to take everybody down there. I'm going to take my lunch hour and cruise around. Hey, let's go. Hey, let's go. And by the way, on the way to the polling place, I'll educate them on what they need to know about voting. We can't do this? Of course we can. And then we can put in laws that make sense, like voter ID, which is the law of every country in Europe and Canada and Mexico. We don't have voter ID laws in Michigan anymore. By the way, you can just write a signature and don't have to do that anymore. That's what's going to happen because of what was voted in. But that's fine. It's either voter ID or sign your name or somebody's name. We can do this. Oh, and by the way, those getting student loans forgiven and the bill getting sent to other Americans like you and I, they're going to be doing anything but going on a feeding frenzy. These are some of the folks that voted for the Democrats on Tuesday, just so you know, the kids that got free money from the government. Joe Biden buying votes. Apparently that worked too. Listen to this. Go.
Let's turn now to our CNBC Money Minute. Recipients of President Biden's student debt forgiveness plan could see their monthly payments drop up to $300 a month in the coming weeks. But get this, 73% say they actually plan to spend that extra cash on travel and dining out.
And joining us now is CNBC Tech Check co-anchor Deirdre Bosa. So Deirdre, why are people more inclined to spend the money they're saving on non-essentials instead of paying off their bills? I think we may know the answer.
Well, that could be according to one survey, but it could be easy as well for some people to enjoy traveling and eating out rather than worrying about the future. One financial coach tells CNBC.com that you should not use the loan forgiveness only for long-term goals. Your short-term self may get frustrated and give up on planning ahead altogether. So instead, they say make sure your regular bills are paid, check in on your goals, and try to achieve a balance that also lets you invest in your future self.
And by the way, if you don't like the idea, and that's all fine and well, they're going to spend your money and buy, Olive Garden and TikTok videos. And if you don't like the idea of mailing your vote through the mail, and I don't like that idea, I don't trust to send a check through the mail. Why would I trust my ballot in the mail? All of these states allow early drop-off, pretty much. So take it and drop it off in person. It's what the Democrats are doing. And you can sit there and argue with me, but that's what they're doing and that's what's working. They don't know. See, here's the problem with the mail. If the person in the mail truck is a Democrat, let's just game this out for a second. And they drive by your house and they look at the yard signs you have and they say, oh, I don't like that person, that person, that. So they take your ballot and they just chuck it out, whatever they do with it. If you just drive it down in person on your lunch hour, after you pick up Esther, George, and Sally to all go down and drop their ballots off with you, we're in much better shape. Oh, and by the way, send your kid on vacation for election day. If they're one of those, Gen whatever people, just, hey, send them off somewhere. Anyhow, Herschel Walker now headed to a runoff with Senator Raphael Warnock, as you know, in Georgia, December the 6th. I want you to hear this from from Walker. Go.
Guys, we got a pony at the end of this right here. I can tell you this right now. Because I'm telling you right now, I'm like Ricky Bobby. I don't come to lose. And I told you, he's going to be tough to beat. He's going to be tough to beat, but let me tell you what, he got the wrong Georgia here on him.
And here's the thing, as we continue, you know, yes, I believe voter ID should be the law of the land. I don't think there should be any mail-in ballots at all. It's not allowed anywhere in the world for the most part, except here. It was a game that was run on us during COVID. You know it, and so do I. Pennsylvania mastered that whole deal. Mass mail-in ballots. It's a mess. But we can beat it, and you beat it at the local precinct. I mean, otherwise, you can just throw your hands in the air and sit there and say, we're done. I'm not done. I'm going to continue to strive for election integrity, free and fair elections, voter ID, and conservative principles. I'm going to fight for all of those things. Because people like Joe Biden are not to be trusted. And these Gen Z people, well, we need to figure this one out, don't we? Maybe we should give those kids something free. You know, Joe Biden buys their votes. What can we afford? Oh, that's right. We can't afford them. And by the way, they're going to get punished in this recession because it's nothing they've ever dealt with. They've never dealt with pain. They've got their phone. They've got their TikTok. They've got their ATM card. They can go over and get Taco Bell after they smoke their weed. Everybody's happy. Except me. I'm not too pleased about any of it. At any rate, it looks like the Republicans will have a razor-thin margin in the House. Looks like Nevada will go to the Republicans, which will make it 50 seats for the Republicans. And then there's Georgia for seat 51. Send money to Georgia, would you please? Support Herschel Walker, would you please? I'll be right back.